Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Real Fiends. We're on episode 163. I hope you guys are having an awesome Sunday. My Sunday's been pretty chill. It's a beautiful day out. You wake up alive and breathing. It's already a great day there, right? Right? So, on this episode, I'm going to be doing a solo review on Arrival. I recently saw the movie. I'm a little bit late with the review, but that's okay. Here I am now. So, Arrival, it's a mystery science fiction film. It's PG-13, which usually I'm not a fan of, to be honest, but some PG-13 movies I give a shot. I mostly like rated R. I like that blood and gut shit. That's me. But this movie's directed by Denis Villeneuve. He's a French director, if I'm not mistaken. He's done a few movies that I love. He did Sicario, which is a fucking amazing movie. He did Prisoners, which is with Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal. That's a great movie. He's also going to direct Blade Runner 2. And I'm really excited for that because Blade Runner is just like an all-time classic science fiction film. So this movie, Arrival, is adapted from a novel or like a short story called Story of Your Life. And the screenplay, I hope I don't mess up this guy's last name, is by Eric Heisserer. I guess that's it, Heisserer. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 93%. I don't know where the 100% came from. They were like these promotional trailers and snippets that said like Rotten Tomatoes gave it the highest score, 100%. I didn't see that, and I don't agree with that score anyway. So IMDb gave it an 8.4, which I think is that's pretty fair. But I'm gonna get into the movie in a bit. It stars Amy Adams. She plays Dr. Louise Banks. Jeremy Renner's in this like in a supporting role. He plays a character called Ian Donnelly. Forrest Whitaker's in this. Great actor. Super underrated. He plays Colonel Weber. So where do I start with this movie? I'm not going to give any spoilers. I mean, if I do, it's going to be like minor shit. I'm not going to ruin the movie for you guys. I promise. right off the bat, I'm just going to say that I enjoyed it. It reminded me a lot of Contact. Remember that old school movie with Jodie Foster? That was a great fucking movie. I honestly think Contact was better. It's kind of a similar movie, but not really. They're both sci-fi. They both have to do with alien contact. Contact in different ways. But I do think that they're kind of similar movies. And I rank Contact higher. That's me, though. There are a lot of sci-fi movies out there, not necessarily like with aliens, that I do rank higher than Arrival. The fact that they were promoting it having 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, that's just fucking crazy to me. Drinking my coffee, sorry. Yeah, that's just insane to me because I saw the movie and it was good, but it was nowhere near 100%. Like, that's just insane. I mean, there's so many great sci-fi movies out there that, you know, rank higher in my book, you know, compared to Arrival. Like, Interstellar was fucking amazing. You know, two completely different sci-fi movies, but Interstellar is a better sci-fi movie to me. What else is good? Prometheus was a good movie. I actually enjoy Prometheus better than Arrival, but that's just me. And again, a different type of sci-fi movie. But what could I say about Arrival without spoiling it? I like the story. For you guys that have seen the movie, you know, I thought the story was kind of convoluted. Like, they had a little too much going on there. I didn't really care for the plot twist and, like, the big whoa, like, reveal, or, like, what was going on. I thought it was okay. I mean, it was okay writing. It was nothing that was like groundbreaking or that like blew me away. I just thought that they tried to do too much with the story. What else? what's something I liked about the movie? I thought the effects were adequate. You know, it didn't have the greatest budget. You know, it had like a $45 million budget, something around that range. And I thought they did a great job with the effects or with the budget that they had. No complaints there. The actual aliens were kind of interesting to me. I did like the aliens. I didn't think their design was original, but they were different enough and definitely intriguing and cool looking enough. You know, their movements, their environment. It was original. It was kind of interesting. So I like that. The acting, Amy Adams, she's a great actress. I mean, I got no complaints for her. I think she did a great job. Jeremy Renner, to me, I think Jeremy Renner's a little underrated. I think he's a decent actor. Forrest Whitaker is amazing. He's amazing in whatever he does. Forrest Whitaker is 100% underrated. He's just a great fucking actor. And whether he's, you know, got like a major role or a minor supporting role, excuse me, he does a great job. That's my view on Mr. Whitaker. He doesn't get enough props, man. He's been in the game for a long time also. Sound was good for this movie. No complaints on the sound effects. What did I not like about it? It was a little bit slow. You know, a little bit slow. The movie's not for everybody. Like, 100%. If you're like a sci-fi fan, if you like mystery movies, if you like, you know, a plot or movie to like unfold slowly, it's your movie. It was like, it was philosophical, had like messages in it. It was you know, kind of deep at times. It was really intelligent. So you bubbleheaded nerds, you're going to love this movie. I liked it for that aspect, myself. Like, I'm a nerd myself. I'm not even going to lie. But you have to be in the mood to watch that kind of movie. It's definitely not like an action sci-fi. And I could definitely see how a lot of people would be fucking bored with this movie. Do I think it was worth the ticket price? No, I don't. I think Arrival is a Netflix movie. It's a Netflix movie or it's a Redbox rental. You're going to really enjoy it, you know, on a random, like a Wednesday night, you're bored and you want to watch something, you get out of work, you go to Redbox, you get Arrival. And if you're in the mood for a sci-fi movie that's intellectual with aliens, you're going to love the fucking movie. Going to the theaters and paying a ticket for it, I mean, it was kind of an experience, to be honest, but I just don't think it was worth a ticket. You know, it's definitely a watch-at-home rental. Would I own it on Blu-ray? Probably not. Probably not. If I saw it for like $5 just based on the special features, I would definitely buy it for like $5. Maybe $5.99. But overall, I wouldn't like chase after this movie. If I can grade the movie, I gave it a good grade. Like, I'm going to give it I'm going to give Arrival, well, I'm not going to say good. Let's say I'm going to give it a C+. That's not a bad grade. That's not a bad grade. C+ is like, you know, that's decent. It's okay. It's definitely not bad. I don't know where these people got, A plus, like 100% from. It definitely is not on that level. So anyway, guys, that's my review on Arrival. It's kind of a short episode, short review. You know, I just kind of got to the point whether or not you should check it out or not. I did enjoy it. I just don't think it was a movie theater movie. Okay. So future episodes, I would like to talk about Westworld and maybe like talk a little bit more about Ash versus Evil Dead. I'm still watching Ash versus Evil Dead. It's on season 2. I fucking love it. It's so over the top and crazy and gory. Hilarious. Bruce Campbell's the man. I'm a huge fan of the Evil Dead series. Evil Dead 2 is like one of my favorite movies ever. So I'm having a lot of fun with Ash versus Evil Dead. It's a fun series on Stars. And I heard so many great things about Westworld. Westworld's like this sci-fi series show. It's on HBO. It has Anthony Hopkins, which is crazy. He's doing like a series. such a legendary, amazing actor. Ed Harris is in it. And I heard these amazing fucking things about Westworld, and I'm gonna check it out, and then I'm gonna get on here and give you guys the lowdown on that show. So anyway, guys, that's gonna be episode 163. I hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe on iTunes. Follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook. You can email us realfiends@gmail.com with requests, whatever. Feedback. We appreciate it all. So anyway, guys, you guys have a great rest of your Sunday, and we'll catch you back with 164. Later.